Hello, Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Gantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'd like to greet our new affiliate, WMQM AM 1600 of Memphis, Tennessee. It's a 50,000-watt station that's going to be bringing Mark Gantos, America, and the Republic Broadcasting Network to a much wider conventional radio audience in the American South in the days ahead. We are joined today by Bill Adams of the Alaska Intel Report. Bill and I have been kicking around a number of ideas and news stories here in the last hour or so. We will continue with this in the next hour. Bill, before the break, we were just starting to get into this Paul Fromm case. He is a noted free speech activist and educational person up in Canada who was physically assaulted by members of the Jewish Defense League up in Toronto. This attack has typically not been reported upon by the mainstream American media. We are left to Mark Glenn at the American Free Press to give us the real scoop as to what took place and potentially why it took place. You indicated, Bill, that you did not believe this situation with Fromm to be an isolated instance. Go ahead.
Absolutely. I think this goes on a whole lot more than people ever hear about. And as Mark correctly pointed out, you've got Rabbi David Weiss's synagogue that was burned down up in New York. You've got the four kids that burned down all the Baptist churches in the South. To me, it appears like there are mountains. If you think about an island as being the tip of a mountain that sits underwater, it's kind of an example of what I'm trying to illustrate here. You've got a tremendous amount of it, and most of it goes under the radar, in my opinion. And occasionally you'll hear little tidbits, and believe me, I wouldn't want to be a free speech activist in Canada these days because it's pretty rough up there. But, you've got folks burning down Baptist churches. You've got people burning down synagogues in New York City. And between JDL and the ADL and all the rest of these, AIPAC and the rest of these organizations, it's obvious that the Zionists really, in addition to having a stranglehold on the media, have a stranglehold on this government.
Well, I don't think there's any question about it. And to me, as I look at these matters, it seems to me that the AIPAC people, the so-called American Israel Political Affairs or Political Action Committee, that they, obviously with their symposiums and the political money that they pour into federal elections of all kinds, that they control the responsible, above board, above ground American political process, then it appears to me from some of this Mark Glenn coverage in the American Free Press that it is then left to the Jewish Defense League and this other organization that Mark cited in one of his more recent posts for AFP to do the dirty work of some of the kinds of things that AIPAC would say that it has no connection with and that it would be above doing and so forth and so on. So you've got AIPAC on the one hand, that is the public face of the Israeli lobby in regard to the media and in regard to controlling congressional and presidential elections in this country. And yet you now have, of course, more evidence through Mark Glenn's coverage that the JDL is an example of a Jewish organization that is doing nastier things, criminally oriented things occur in the subterranean world, this dark subterranean world that never sees the light of day in regard to American media exposure.
Absolutely. One of the things you can say about the Zionists, whether you like them, whether you don't like them, is these guys are really, really well organized. You've got AIPAC handling politics, you got the ADL handling the media, you got the JDL handling the crime part. It's just amazing.
Absolutely amazing, and our political liberties continue to shrink by the minute. We'll be back. This is Mark Gantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Bill Adams of the Alaska Intel Report. Stay tuned.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Bill Adams of the Alaska Intel Report. And before the show is finished at 10 o'clock Central Time, we will mention that URL a couple of more times so that those of you who are out there who follow these things very, very closely will have an opportunity to read Bill Adams' work on an ongoing basis. As we get back into this conversation about the Fromm case, I'm reminded of something that Frank Weltner has posted at something called JewWatch.com. Makes reference to the World European Holocaust Week, May Day Week, May 1st through 7th of 2007. It has a headline that says, "Never forget the Jewish atrocities against non-Jews in the Soviet Union. We demand our own European Holocaust Museum now, honoring our 65 million dead murdered by Judeo-Bolsheviks." And at the bottom of the page, after looking at these terrible photographs, Mr. Weltner reminds us that we suffered 11 times more deaths. We have no museum. We demand justice for our dead and exposure of their Jewish killers. Memorializing 65 million murders in the Jewish Soviet Union, 1919 to 1940. Well, I tell you, that's a pretty powerful commentary coming today from Frank Wellner at Jewwatch, jewwatch.com. Well worth taking a look at that site in the days ahead. Back to my conversation then with Bill Adams. Bill, we're talking about this whole thing of Paul Fromm and being physically assaulted by members of the Jewish Defense League. Wanted to mention that I went back to this Mark Glenn piece of April 16th in the American Free Press. The other organization, whose acronym I could remember, but I couldn't remember the name of the group, it's the Jewish Defense Organization, JDO. They are another one along with the Jewish Defense League that's been involved in a number of very suspicious activities recently. And this Jewish Defense Organization, or JDO, has, among other things, apparently been targeting members of Naturai Karta recently, the Jewish organization on the East Coast that has an anti-Zionist Orthodox Jewish perspective. But with this Fromm case, you indicate you don't think it's an isolated instance, and then, of course, we were interrupted for a commercial break. Follow through on that a little bit.
Well, yeah, I was reading Mark's article here, and he had mentioned, and I said something earlier about Rabbi David Weiss's synagogue, which was burned down up in New York, and that has the fingerprints of the JDL all over it. So, you know, they're an equal opportunity bunch of bigots, in my opinion. I mean, these people don't really care whether you're Christians, whether you're Jews. If you're anti-Zionist, they're coming after you. And, you know, I was amazed at the organization that the Zionists have got in this country in terms of controlling the press. I'm sure the JDL and Mossad are probably joined at the hip. It's just, it amazes me the amount of control that they can exercise in the United States in what people assume is supposed to be a free press over here. It's insane.
And their tentacles are everywhere. I remember years ago, I mentioned it before in the air, back in the late 80s, I was a Republican Party official in Seattle, Washington. I was head of the 36th Legislative District of the Republican Party in King County, Seattle, in the late 80s, and was also occasionally on a Christian 50,000-watt Christian radio station up there and serving an independent Lutheran church as pastor. And one time the regional director of the ADL contacted me up there and invited me to a luncheon where, among other things, Jan Vanderhoven of the International Christian Embassy in Jerusalem and Rabbi Yechiel Eckstein, probably the most significant figure that the Jewish lobby has in serving as a liaison to the Christian right in the United States. These guys were present and happened to be the main speakers. And I was later shown a file with some deletions in it, but given a copy of an ADL file that they had on Ted Pike of the National Prayer Network, who, of course, has been on this show at least once since I've been a host with RBN. And I remember reading through this report, which was sent by the ADL in New York to all of its affiliates around the world in regard to the Reverend Ted Pike. And in reading through this report, I just got this creepy feeling of, you know, why are they maintaining these kinds of dossiers on American citizens? In other words, you know, I didn't know that much about Ted Pike in those days or the National Prayer Network. My own position on Israel was just beginning to evolve. Going back many years ago, I was among the deceived who basically was kind of a knee-jerk supporter of Israel in the Middle East going back to when I was a kid. But looking at this whole thing, I just got a completely different perspective on it. And then, of course, later reading about this massive spying scandal that the ADL had gotten itself involved with in the San Francisco Bay Area, I thought to myself, you know, these are criminal activities. This goes well beyond merely being politically paranoid to something that clearly involves the activities that, in my view, are a threat to the constitutional rights of every American. And yet we don't hear too much, for obvious reasons, about the ADL's involvement in the spy scandal out in San Francisco, and certainly the kinds of dossiers that they routinely keep on American citizens. That's a fact that's largely unknown to the American public, and even more frightening, the fact that the ADL is a major liaison to the American intelligence community and the American law enforcement community when it comes to putting profiles and spins on people that are not deemed to be politically correct according to ADL standards.
Yeah, that's very true. This incestuous relationship between the ADL and the law enforcement and the American intelligence community, to me, is an absolute outrage. As a matter of fact, I go into ADL's website frequently to get information on upcoming events that interest me, because they've got the whole calendar up there of everybody that they don't like, everybody that they feel is anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic, anti-Zionist, whatever you want to call it. And, of course, they always paint everything, excuse me, with the broad brush of anti-Semitism if it's something that doesn't happen, you know, doesn't happen to line up with their philosophy. But I actually got a, where is it? I actually got an email this morning from the American Policy Network, Family Policy Network, excuse me, which I don't necessarily agree with them on all issues, but it was one of their time-sensitive alerts about the House of Representatives poised to pass this pro-homosexual bill that Ted Pike has been talking about so much. And if I can digress for just a second.
Sure.
Ted Pike is another one of the people that I consider to be the real heroes in this country today in terms of his fight against this hate speech, hate laws. And, you know, he's been at this a long, long time. I actually called into Mike Herzog's show the other day because somebody had called in there and just really ripped into Ted Pike and said, oh, Ted Pike's, you know, he's just wasting our time and yada, yada, yada. And, you know, we need to be doing stuff. And Ted Pike's got us busy calling our congressman. And congressman, you know, is not paying any attention to it. And Mike Herzog's response was, well, you know, what else can we do? What do we do, grab our AK-47s? I mean, you know. And at the very end of the program, I called in and I said, you know, I don't like the way your caller expressed his opinions, but I tend to kind of agree with him. We have been playing defense against these people so long, you know, it's kind of like a batter standing up at home plate and they constantly just keep throwing rocks and hitting the batter. You know, they keep throwing these time after time after time with this hate crime legislation, and I really get frustrated because we're constantly playing defense. And they're constantly, you know, we knock this one down, they're going to come up with another one. Within 60 days, you can take it to the bank. And I really believe that it's time that we need to get on the offense and start going after the pitcher. We need to start getting active and exposing the ADL, and it's not any small task, I'm sure. But as long as we keep playing defense and trying to deal with these specific little laws that they keep trying to pass against us, that we're never going to get ahead, they're never going to be stopped, and, you know, eventually they're just going to wear us down, which, you know, I suspect is their strategy anyway. And, you know, eventually one of them, you know, if you throw enough pitches at the batter, sooner or later one or two of them is going to get through.
Well, that's right. I think you're exactly right, Bill. And looking at my own political autobiography, I've shared with the listeners before that if you go back to my days as a young person when I was a volunteer for Ronald Reagan, when he ran against Gerry Ford in the Republican primaries in 1976, I was a junior in college at that time. You know, I had, for the most part, ideologically the views that would characterize most of our listeners. I believed in limited government. I was opposed to gun control. I was pro-life. I believed in a strong national defense that presumably, I say presumably, was serving the needs of the American people and so forth and so on. And yet over a period of many, many years, going into the early to mid-1990s, I progressively began to figure out that no matter how many Republicans got elected either to Congress or to the executive branch, that nothing much was changing. And I have come to believe, and I've shared this with Mark Glenn, I believe I've mentioned it to Michael Collins Piper, I've come to believe that the core problem with my activism was that I did not recognize who and what it was that was behind most of these problems. And I think that is basically the Jewish lobby. We've got to know the enemy and we've got to know his methodology before we can effectively combat him. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on RBN. We'll be back with Bill Adams of the Alaska Intel Report. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Podcasting Network. Joined today by Bill Adams of the Alaska Intel Report. We're kicking around all kinds of ideas today related to, among other things, the Zionist lobby, and talking about this JDL-sponsored assault on Paul Fromm up in Canada. Wanted to delve into that in a little bit more detail with Bill in the last half hour or so that we're going to be on the air this morning. But I wanted to mention as well something that I'm sure some of you are aware of who listen to RBN. Andrew Carrington Hitchcock mentions this in his book, The Synagogue of Satan, beginning on page 261. This goes back to the 1996 time frame, by the way, where it was discovered at the time that United States drug agents' communications had been penetrated. I'm now quoting from Andrew Carrington Hitchcock. Suspicion falls on two companies, Amdocs and Comverse Infosys, both owned by Israelis. Amdocs generates billing data for most United States phone companies and is able to provide detailed logs of who is talking to whom. In Israel, Comverse Infosys gets reimbursed for up to 50% of its research and development costs by the Israeli Ministry of Industry and Trade. Comverse Infosys builds the tapping equipment used by law enforcement to eavesdrop on all American telephone calls, but suspicion forms that Comverse Infosys, which gets half of its research and development budget from the Israeli government, has built a backdoor into the system that is being exploited by Israeli intelligence. The information gleaned on United States drug interdiction efforts is finding its way to Jewish drug smugglers, helping them to evade discovery. Point of that story is Amdocs and Comverse Infosys. Who is it that has billing data on every phone call that is made in this country? Who is it that builds the tapping equipment used by law enforcement to eavesdrop on all American telephone calls? Folks, it's Israel. Amdocs and Comverse Infosys. Don't believe it? Search this out on Google and see what you come up with. Back to this Paul Fromm thing then, Bill. We were talking about this assault that happened to him up in Canada at the hands of the Jewish Defense League. Mark Glenn, of course, has written the article that we're referencing at the American Free Press entitled Mainstream Mum on Jewish Terror Attack. As you were reading through this thing, Bill, were you struck by the incremental ideology of the way these people operate, the incremental methodology, I should say?
Well, I'd like to thank you for alerting us to that information about Amdocs, because I was not personally aware of it myself. One of the things, and besides, if I can just take a second here before we get back
sure.
into that, I wanted to wave a hand to our friends in Memphis, because I had the occasion to live in Huntsville, Alabama for several years. I've got family down there and friends down there. And I have been to Memphis several times, and Memphis is one of the greatest towns that I have ever been to. I love the people there, and it's just a really, really friendly, nice town. And I'm really happy to hear that you guys are on the radio there, because I love Memphis, Tennessee. Anyway.
That's WMQM AM 1600 in Memphis.
Absolutely. Well, good for you, man, because the folks in Memphis are smart folks. They're loyal folks. I mean, they're just some of the nicest people I've ever had the occasion to meet. But anyway, getting back to what we were talking about here, see, I have to mention these things when I think about them, because as I get older, I start forgetting. But I was looking, what I was interested in is I was looking at the Ted Pike and his battle against the hate crime legislation. At the same time, I was looking at the Paul Fromm thing in Canada, because as we see more of this hate crime legislation and hate crime publicity and the kinds of Zionist propaganda that's being put out, I don't think that it's an accident that this incident in Canada with Paul Fromm happened at approximately the same time, because I think what's happening is they're using this as almost an excuse, a way to rationalize the kinds of things that we can expect to see, you know, in the future. You're going to see a lot of attacks on people who may be anti-Zionist, who may be free speech, who may be in a position to question what Israel's doing, not necessarily just in Palestine and Lebanon and other places around the world, and have them painted with this hate speech to kind of rationalize the kinds of outrageous behavior that we see in Canada. And I don't think it's an accident. I think it's all part of a pattern, almost like the weaving of a fabric, you know, where if for instance, you know, if somebody that was an anti-Zionist, you know, pulled the kind of stunt that they pulled up there with Paul Fromm, it would be splattered all over the New York Times, Drudge's website, and everybody else. But because these people were Jews, were members of the JDL, and believe me, I'm old enough to remember who Meir Kahane was. And if you've ever seen speeches by him, you can see the hate coming out of this man's eyes.
A clinically evil man. We'll be
Absolutely.
Back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll rejoin Bill Adams of the Alaska Intel Report. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Back. This is Mark Antos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Bill Adams of the Alaska Intel Report. And Bill and I have been kicking around a number of stories, talking a little bit about the JFK assassination today, but spending our time in recent minutes speaking about the Paul Fromm assault at the hands of the Jewish Defense League up in Canada. Mark Glenn's piece for the American Free Press is just about the only comprehensive information I've seen on this anywhere. Mark's article is entitled Mainstream Mum on Jewish Terror Attack. Again, you can find that at the AmericanFreePress.net. You know, Bill, I was looking through Mark Glenn's piece during the break, and I guess I'm struck by this whole what seems to be an incrementalist methodology that is used by these folks time and time again, in this case speaking more narrowly of the Jewish Defense League. Mark Glenn mentions that Mr. Fromm's troubles began in 1991 when he became the target of a six-year campaign of leaked news stories and harassment by the Canadian Jewish Congress and the League for Human Rights of B'nai B'rith, which is an adjunct of the Anti-Defamation League, to pressure the Peel Board of Education to fire Paul Fromm from his teaching position for his political activities. So it began apparently with leaked news stories. From there, it went to the next level where some of these so-called mainstream Jewish groups began to pressure Mr. Fromm's employer to get rid of him, even though his activities were taking place on his own time and off of school property, to quote Mark Lenn here. And then it finally goes to the next level, which is this physical assault on April 19th at the hands of the JDL. So it seems that they would keep ratcheting things up, first with stories being leaked to certain controlled organs in the press. Then from there, mainstream Jewish groups were trying to work with his employer to get him fired. And now we're talking about a JDL-inspired physical assault against Mr. Fromm. That, to me, I think, is kind of the grid through which we can see the way in which these folks operate.
Yeah, that's very true. They're, one of the things that I had said earlier is these people are very, very well organized. And I see a similarity between that and the way that other things in our government work. It's a constant ratcheting process, whatever it takes to get the job done. You know, if it's bad publicity, then it's bad publicity. If it's threats and intimidation, then they'll intimidate. If they have to go after your employer, your friends, your church, your synagogue, it doesn't matter. They'll do whatever it takes to shut you up, because they never lose sight of the goals, and this is a long-term process. This is a long-term program. And while, you know, part of what I was trying to explain earlier about constantly playing defense is that it seems that the American people are constantly in a state of trying to defend against these sorts of things, and they are constantly in a state of offense. And, you know, the frog in the pot analogy has been worn to death, but it's really true. People just don't get it sometimes. You know, this process has been ongoing for, you know, no telling how many years, and they just keep it up and keep it up and keep it up, and instead of reacting, what we've got to start doing is acting.
Yes, absolutely, and it seems to me, and I don't precisely know what the answer is, but in terms of action, I look at what Frosty Wooldridge and Wanda Piatti have done in bringing this truckers thing up to the next level, which is in terms of concrete, peaceful, but nonetheless targeted political protest, as we saw it expressed last week. I think of what Chuck Carlson is doing at We Hold These Truths, WHTT.org, where Chuck is conducting peaceful picketing of some of these Christian Zionist ministries and symposiums around the country. Maybe, just maybe, what we need to do, and I'm just thinking out loud here, is that when you think of some of the most significant people in the populist movement, the free speech movement in this country, who obviously understand Zionism for what it is and understand the role of the Jewish lobby in this country. We think of Mark Glenn and Michael Collins Piper, certainly with AFP. Think of Chuck Carlson at We Hold These Truths. You know, you're starting to get more and more involved in this bill and some of the things that you've talked about in recent times. Maybe there needs to be a conference where some of the most widely known activists on this subject can get together and not simply network in regard to exchanging ideas and in utilizing our broadcasts and our written articles to inform people as to what's going on, but maybe there needs to be some more specific planning undertaken in regard to concrete actions that can be taken, political actions that can be taken in the next year or two or three, that are peaceful, that are lawful, and yet nonetheless are very, very tough actions that try to bring public attention to this up to the next level. I don't pretend to know what those actions should be, but it seems to me that with the printed word and with the spoken word, those are certainly important things, but there also needs to be, I would think, a cohesive plan put together to say, hey, this is what we can do specifically to begin moving our ideas into the political forum in a way that puts us back on offense again.
I think you're right. I really agree with what you're saying. Part of what I was thinking while I was listening to you is that as just same way that they attack us on several different levels, we have to go after them on several different levels. We have got to have somebody out here starting to expose the ADL and what they're about and what they're involved in. We've got to have people that are going after this hate crime legislation on a legislative level to expose hate crime legislation and what's involved in that and the implications of it. Because, frankly, if this hate crime legislation goes through, we're not going to be having this conversation much longer. Stations like RBN and some of the other excellent websites out there are going to be no more. It will then be, you were talking about taking actions that are legal and peaceful. Well, it doesn't matter if they put this hate crime legislation through because it will be illegal. I mean, free speech will be illegal. And so they will have effectively put a cap on us.
No question about it. And just to put this into perspective in terms of how late the hour is, getting back to Hitchcock's book, The Synagogue of Satan, he has a historical chronology in this book that is quite comprehensive. And going back to 2004, I wonder how many of the listeners are aware of the fact that on October the 16th of that year, 2004, not quite 3 years ago, Mr. Bush signed into law the Global Anti-Semitism Review Act. This act establishes a special department within the U.S. State Department to monitor global anti-Semitism, which is to report annually to Congress. This act defines a person as being anti-Semitic if they purport any of the following beliefs. There are 14 listed. Any assertion that the Jewish community controls government, media, international business, and the financial world, that's number one. Number two, the expression of strong anti-Israel sentiment. Number three, expressing virulent criticism of Israel's leaders, past or present. Number four, any criticism of the Jewish religion or its religious leaders or literature, with the emphasis on the Talmud and the Kabbalah. Number five, any criticism of the U.S. government and Congress for being under the undue influence of the Jewish Zionist community, which would include Jewish organizations like AIPAC. Number six, any criticism of the Jewish Zionist community for promoting globalism or the New World Order. Number seven, the placing of any blame on Jewish leaders and their followers for inciting the Roman crucifixion of Christ. Number eight, citing any facts that could in any way diminish the 6 million figure of Jewish Holocaust victims. Number nine, claiming that Israel is a racist state. Number 10, making any claim that there exists a Zionist conspiracy. Number 11, offering proof that Jews and their leaders created communism and the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia. Number 12, making derogatory statements about Jewish persons. Number 13, asserting that spiritually disobedient Jews do not have the biblical right to reoccupy Palestine. And number 14, making any allegations of Mossad involvement in the 9/11 attack. If you believe any or all of those things, according to the Global Anti-Semitism Review Act, signed by Mr. Bush into law on October the 16th, 2004, you are an anti-Semite. How does that strike you, Bill?
Well, I guess we'll be in cells next to each other then.
Yeah, I think I'm probably well covered on all 14. You could go to the pen presumably for one, but there you have all 14. And again, to put into perspective what you've mentioned here, Bill, we're not simply talking about the theoretical here. This Global Anti-Semitism Act is already law. The hate crimes legislation, as Ted Pike has pointed out, gets closer and closer and closer to becoming a reality. And when you look at what's already happened in Germany, what's already happened in Austria, what's already happened in Britain, what's already happened in Canada, what's already happened in Australia, it keeps getting closer to home.
Yeah, I can't stress enough how late the hour is for all of this stuff. We are so close to losing everything. I mean everything on every level. Because as I understand it, and I'm no expert, but what you were just talking about, you're talking about a cabinet-level bureau. And that is scary. We're talking about, I guess the thing that really upsets me the most about this whole free speech issue and the hate crime legislation is that truth no longer is a defense. And that just horrifies me. the fact that you may be pointing out something that is absolutely provable, that is absolutely true, that is absolutely documentable as historical fact, is no longer a defense about stating it. And that, to me, is just so insane and just goes against everything that I have been brought up in this country to believe about free speech and constitutionally protected rights and all the rest of this kind of stuff. To me, what this is going to do is just, it's going to be the icing on the cake for the gutting of the Constitution, which George Bush and Cheney and the rest of these neocons have already done.
Well, that's exactly right. And so to me, we've come full circle. We go back to a Daniel News piece for the American Free Press talking about the Supreme Court's failure to hear Michael News' compelling legal case, refusing to put the UN insignia on Michael's army uniform unless that were to be approved by an act of Congress, going back to this controversy in Macedonia in 1995. I think Dan New goes a long way towards showing the rest of us that, hey, the Supreme Court of the United States is not upholding the Constitution. They are not holding the president's feet to the fire in terms of the constitutionality of these executive orders and so forth and so on. But now, if you take this situation that we've gotten ourselves involved with when it comes to Iraq, where we are routinely sold this conflict in terms of freedom and fighting terrorism and upholding everything that's God, mother, and apple pie in regard to America, it will simply not wash for a whole series of reasons, up to and including the fact that our free speech rights are going down the tube, both in terms of legislation as well as these backdoor things, this Time Warner thing, for example, working with the Postal Rate Commission to basically have 30% rate hikes on mailings for publications like the American Free Press to basically deliberately put them out of business. If they can't do it front door, they'll do it back door.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And, again, we got to remember that this is all part of a pattern. This is a combined effort to stretch out over several years, and we're just here for the culmination of it. I mean, this is the beginning of the end, you know, as I see it. You've got control of the media going on, and I'm sure you're familiar with the movie Wag the Dog that was out several years ago. I believe that a lot of the stuff that's going on is just busy work. This hate crimes legislation is to keep us busy fighting that. The war in Iraq is to keep us busy fighting stuff over there, to distract us from some of the other more fundamental stuff that's actually going on in the background, which, and I'm not, by any means trying to, dismiss the war in Iraq as not being important. It absolutely is. Any time that people are dying, it's important. But I suspect that a lot of what you see about on the websites, Drudge's Place, and the newspapers and that sort of thing is to keep us busy doing other things so that we're not available to address some of the more, more horrific aspects of the gutting of the Constitution and the complete and absolute takeover of this country.
Well, that's exactly right. And I have pointed out repeatedly on this show that the Jose Padilla case comes into play here. I think what has happened to Dr. Sami Al-Aryan also comes into play, where in the latter case you've got a guy who was charged under the USA Patriot Act with all kinds of activities related to terrorism, directly or indirectly. He is tried by a judge and a jury of his peers down in Florida. He is acquitted of half of the charges. On the other half, there was a deadlocked jury that was in Dr. Al-Aryan's favor by a 10-2 margin. Dr. Al-Aryan subsequently continues in federal incarceration. He's still in prison. He's been involved in a hunger strike in recent days and weeks. His wife was a guest on this show a while back. But the long and the short of it is absolutely terrifying to think that something like that could go on in this country, and that you have what amounts to someone being put in a federal prison who has not been convicted of a thing in an American court of law, and where in the Padilla case, you have a federal judge effectively saying that if the Pentagon says that somebody is a military combatant, the writ of habeas corpus can simply be thrown out the window.
Absolutely. The way they've treated Samuel Arion is an absolute disgrace. I mean, it's part of their strategy, though. They just keep coming back and coming back and coming back until they find something. And if they can't find anything else, then they'll just set the law aside and say, well, we're going to designate him and salt him away somewhere, and that's it. You'll never hear from him again. I mean, the arrogance is just, it just blows me away. It's overwhelming. But they're going to do it. And I guess one of the things, again, before I forget, is that I think that as Christians, and I know that this is not an ecumenical preaching program, but I think important to point out that you have to, because the tendency is to try to deal with things and people and situations and take your eyes off the fact that basically what we've got here is a spiritual battle.
Yes, Paul talks about it. The Apostle Paul does very specifically in Ephesians chapter 6. We wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with powers, with principalities, with spiritual wickedness in high places. We'll be back with Bill Adams of the Alaska Intel Report. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on RBN. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
We're back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I've been joined today by Bill Adams of the Alaska Intel Report. And I'm going to ask Bill in a second to repeat the URL information on his blog. But suffice it to say that I just wanted to mention before we do sign off today that Willis Carto, the American Free Press, will be with me tomorrow from 7 to 9 a.m. Willis has graciously agreed to be on my show for 2 hours, beginning with the first hour, 7 a.m., and going all the way through to 9 o'clock. That's in spite of the fact that tomorrow is a publishing day for AFP, so it's a very, very big sacrifice on Mr. Carto's part to be with us tomorrow at Mark Dankoff's America. But you can tune in tomorrow and listen to what he has to say on all of the latest issues of the day. Bill, I'm looking at a quote here that has been provided to me. And it says something to the effect of any time a government can order its soldiers to fight, bleed, and die for a foreign power, those soldiers are not free men, but are become mercenaries. That is where we are today, unquote. What do you think?
I think that that's really true. I know we're up against the end of the clock here, so I wanted to just, if I can, just finish that thought that I was talking about before we went to the break. And that is about being in a spiritual battle. You know, the tendency is to try to deal with the people and places and things here, and that can really make you depressed. It can really become frightening after a while because all you see around you, you know, is that they're more powerful, they're richer, they're more, you know, there are more of those than there are of us. And I was listening to Jack Foote yesterday talking about his recent victory in court, and he was talking about the peace that came over him as he walked into the courtroom that morning when everything else, his lawyers and everybody else, were just panicking. And he said, I just knew. And I think we need to keep that in mind. Otherwise, this whole struggle is going to drive us over the edge. We have a God who is in charge of things. And if we take the initiative and we try to deal righteously and morally and uprightly, it's amazing what he can do. And that's the end of that, but I think it's really, really important to remember that.
I don't think there's any question about it, Bill, both because we are dealing here with demonic activity. I don't think there's any question about that. What the Apostle Paul talks about in Ephesians chapter 6 comes to mind. The context in which Jesus Christ has put this conflict in John chapter 8 certainly comes to mind. But then, again, there's the other side of this coin, which is hope. I think what you're talking about is the fact that from the vantage point of Christian theism, the hope that we have is clearly in the triune God and in Jesus Christ and in the sovereignty of God, because let's face it, aside from that, I think it's time to pack it in.
Well, what the Bible says, be wise as serpent and harmless as doves.
Yes, that's exactly right, and I think that that requires both moral purity and discernment, and hopefully in the days ahead we'll be seeing more people coming forth with both, because once more, it seems that this is the need of the hour, is to find more people out there like Mark Glenn, like Michael Collins Piper, and frankly like Bill Adams.
And like you, Mark, thank you very much for the opportunity to come on your show. I really appreciate it. Enjoyed it, and the time really flew.
Hey, Bill, you keep me posted on all the stuff that you're doing. When you need an article posted or need any help with anything, please write me immediately.
Have a great one, Mark. Thanks again.
Thank you, Bill. The pleasure was all mine. God bless you. This is Mark Dankoff's America signing off today from San Antonio, Texas on RBN. We'll be back tomorrow with Willis Carto of the American Free Press from 7 to 9 a.m. Central Time. Then, of course, I'll do it tomorrow between 9 and 10 a.m. God bless. See you then.